And welcome back to Hoop Tech as Ron Yance joins us. And Ron, see if he can shift gears to basketball. You've been doing a lot of football for us. I know this Friday we're excited as we have the state semifinal coming up. We'll get into that momentarily. But we bring in Coach Jeff Holzhauer of the Keystone Wildcats. And Coach Holzhauer is here to join us as he's the head coach of the Wildcats and also the athletic director at Keystone High School. And Jeff, let's talk about this year. Last year, I think you finished just about 500, if this is correct. You know, just kind of your thoughts on last year and what maybe the expectations are for this year.
Last year, we didn't play as well as we wanted to play. 500 isn't quite good enough for us at Keystone, uh-huh. But we did okay in the conference. We tied for second in the conference. But, you know, any year that we don't win a conference championship, that's something that we shoot for every year, and it's something that we expect every year. So we didn't quite reach that goal, and I'm not always as concerned about our overall record. You know, we try to play a lot of non-conference games that really test us, get us ready for tournament play. And, you know, if you look at the history of Keystone basketball since I've been coaching, we haven't won a whole lot of non-conference games. But we schedule the best teams that we can find that want to play us.
You've always done that, and I think that does prepare you and get you, you know, get your team better not only in conference play, but for that postseason.
Yeah, definitely, and that's always our goal. We want to be playing our best basketball at the end of the year, and I think we've done a pretty good job of that over the years. So we do expect to do a little bit better this year. That's our goal, and our kids are really excited to get started.
Jeff, give us some examples of some of those programs that you play and maybe some relationships that you've built with coaches, you know, at a program that you would consider, you know, maybe a bigger school or, you know, a better team, so to speak, that you want to challenge yours with.
Really the only school that we play that's smaller than us is one of the better smaller school programs around is Western Reserve. Chris Sheldon does a great job out there. They've won district championships. It seems like anytime they don't win a district championship, you know, he's losing to, you know, his brother in the district final or something. And that's always a strong program every year. We play staying out west. We play Huron. We play Norwalk. We try to play as many SWC schools that'll play us. We've had a couple of really tough games with Ridgeville the last 2 years. We gave them everything they could handle last year. They beat us at the buzzer the year before. The Keystone Midview game is what we start with every year. It's always a good game with Midview. We play Amherst. We've played Elyria. Years ago, we played North Royalton. So we try to play everybody we can.
Jeff, how many boys at Keystone right now?
Our numbers, if you use the state numbers, we're down to like 187. So we are down. We used to be, when I first started coaching, around that 220 range. So now we've dropped. And actually, we're Division III for the first time this year. We've been one of the smallest D2s, if not the smallest D2 in the state, it seems like, every year. So we're pretty excited to be D3 this year.
So what was the bottom number on D2 for number? If you're at 187 now and you used to be at 220, was it like around 195 or something like that?
It's usually right around that 205 to 215. Uh-huh. But it seems like whenever we drop, it drops. I think last year was in the 190s.
Give us an example of what a home game at Keystone is like. And I'll go back to a long time ago when I used to cover a lot of high school sports, and you played in that very small gym, and that atmosphere was, I would rank it up there with any atmosphere around.
And, yeah, we missed that gym.
And I went through a lot of, you know, great atmospheres, not only in just Lorain County, but northeastern Ohio. That was an awesome atmosphere. How do you try to replicate that in a new gym?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. And I have a son who's in eighth grade, and he keeps bugging me. He's like, "Dad, when are you going to let us play a game in the old gym? Are you going to let us play a game in the old gym?" I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Sometimes you get spoiled. Our new gym's really nice. The floor is nice. It's roomy. And you get spoiled a little bit. But like you said, you can't replace that atmosphere. It was so much fun. You know, I'm a 95 grad at Keystone, so I got to play in that gym. And, you know, some of our better teams, it was a mad rush at lunch to go get presale tickets, because if you didn't get presale tickets during your lunch, you didn't get to go to the game.
What did it seat? I think less than 500?
No, it was like right around 500.
So let me just jump in here for a second. He's an AD. He's got to sell tickets. He's not playing in a place that seats that when he can seat three times that money in his new. He's the AD. He's got bills to pay.
Well, let me join your son for a second and throw an idea out there. I do the Case Western Reserve University men's and women's games, and every year they have what's called Throwback Weekend, and they play in old Adelbert Gymnasium. And it's straight out of Hoosiers. I mean, it's a field house with big rafters and you know, sight lines are deep as far as behind the basket is concerned, and there are folding chairs along the floor, and there's an old theater style like balcony that looks over the, and they wear throwback uniforms from the Western Reserve Red Cats or the Case Institute of Technology, so. Speaking of athletic director and ideas to make money, you could do something like that at Keystone and bring all your alums back, play in that old gym, maybe charge a little extra for the experience or something. You know, throw the idea by yourself. See if you want to do a throwback weekend.
Oh,
he's all in.
Yeah. He's all in. He wants to play in that gym so bad.
Bring back, you know, some of those old guys that used to, you know, be able to get up and down the floor.
Yeah. I know a lot of them.
You know, wear the wool jerseys. You
know. I don't know about that.
Short shorts.
Yeah. Let's get back to this year's team.
All right, bring it back. I'm always a fan of history.
I hear you. So let's look at this year's team. And you mentioned last year you didn't quite get the standard that you want. So if you're going to get back to where you want it to be, some of the young men that need to come up, what are some of the things Keystone needs to do this year?
We just need to go back to being physical. We're not a real big team again this year. But sometimes if you're not big, you just have to play with an attitude. And I think for the most part at Keystone, our kids do that. You know, it's the thing I love most about coaching basketball is just that beginning product to that end product and trying to get the kids to buy in and play the way that you want them to play and play the way that you think they can be most successful. And every team's a little bit different. And, you know, we don't get to go out and pick the kids that we want that fit our system. We have to create a system that fits our personnel. And that's fun. It's fun. It's one of the things I enjoy most about coaching the high school level is to try to figure out what is that formula and how does it change. And every year, you know, you stick to your basic principles that you really believe in, but you have to tweak other things to kind of fit the kids that you have. So we're in that process right now, and that's what the preseason's all about. And, you know, I've been happy so far. Our kids are competing real well.
Go ahead, Rob. So saying that, you said that's a season-long process, or can you see the light bulb go off, whether it be the first of the year, mid-January, first of February? How does that go?
I mean, that starts over the summer. I mean, and that's why you want your kids to show up for summer stuff, and it's just always so hard, especially at a school like Keystone. We share so many athletes. We have so many kids that are doing so much with baseball over the summer, you know, kids that fall in love with football and do other sports. But that – You want to see what your group looks like over the summer, and that's when you really start brainstorming as far as, you know, what changes do we have to make and what direction do we have to go. And it makes it tough when all your kids don't show up over the summer. But for the most part, we get decent participation, and, you know, that process started over the summer. And then you move into the fall, but then you lose all your football kids, which we have a lot. But, yeah, that whole preseason, that's what you work towards. And we hope by the start of the season, we definitely have that direction. We understand that rotation. We understand, you know, what we're trying to achieve and how we're going to do it.
Jeff, if you're going to play physical, you know, two-part question here. One, do you have the, you know, I think defense is a choice. Defense is an attitude. So do you have that type of player, you know, groups of players on your roster? And then on ball defense on the point guard coming down, I mean, you can be small in the middle, like you said, but if they can't get into their offense because you've got an on-ball defender at the point, you know, on the point guard, you know, that's our
physicality.
That's where it's going to be at.
In years past at Keystone, we've had some big, strong kids that we can bully. Yeah. We don't have that right now, but we do have some quick, athletic guards.
Yeah.
So if we're going to struggle in the paint to stop people, we need to push them away. So that's our goal. Is we always talk about 25 to 30 feet. That's where we want offenses to be running their offense. So our job is to push them out, harass them, not allow them to be comfortable. And, you know, that's the process right now of trying to get our kids to do that.
Well, Jeff, we really appreciate your time. Got Brett Lyric.
It's over already?
Well, that's what I was trying to get you to
wrap it up.
Yeah, if you could, you know, I sent this to you. I emailed you on Friday with a list of every coach with the times. And I thought maybe you might look at that. Then I even took off my watch, set my watch there.
He sent me all these non-verbal cues.
You know,
I picked up on all the cues.
Yeah, he knows me, but Ron doesn't.
I never paid attention to the
old Jeff, you know how you talked about that season-long process, trying to coach him up? And
you're in the same boat, I see.
All good, but, hey, we will see you at the DeFranco Classic. It's always, I know, your pleasure to be there. It's
Definitely.
Our pleasure to be part of that as well.
Definitely. We're happy we continue to get invited, and Jimmy Brabinick over there at Midview does a great job, and we're honored to be a part of it and get to play the Middies.
That's awesome. We'll see you later on. Make sure you get some pizza, and thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That's Jeff Holzhauer, the head basketball coach and the athletic director.